Congrats on the win.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You guys, it felt like for about 2 or 3 minutes, you're both kind of trying to figure things out, getting a little bit of rhythm. Mm-hmm. About the 5-minute mark of the first quarter, you went to that full court press. You really scrambled them up. Was that something that you had planned coming down on the bus, or was it something you said, I think we can get to this team a little bit?
We've been working on it the last 3 practices, Tom. We been working really hard on it. Our JV guys have actually been trying to break that press, and just something that we thought we could do, apply a lot of pressure. We've got great athletes up front with Tucker and Gabe and Kiefer, and that pressure they could put on them could cause a lot of turnovers for us.
I saw some of those signs that the team was getting better at the Gallatin tournament last week. They just couldn't put it together for a victory, but a lot of those things, you know, happened tonight. When I kind of felt like Kiefer had a really good game. I think he ended up with 22, and I was looking at, you know, what, that's as good as I've seen Hunter Smith finish at the rim. Mm-hmm. You start from there. Now, Tucker really played well. Everybody who got on the floor tonight played well, to the point that you look at it and say, that was a really good, well-earned team win for the Bulldogs.
Yes, it was. That's what we talked about at halftime, that no one was going to give this game to him. It was only a 10-point game at half. I said, guys, we got to fight 4 quarters and earn it. And I feel like that's what they did. They kept pushing for it. We had Maverick Soul diving for a loose ball at the 3-minute mark in the fourth quarter.
Right in front of you.
Yeah, right in front of me. And I told him that's exactly the intensity we've got to have, no matter what it is, score-wise in any game. So,
yeah, when I would look at the team last year, and I know that when you're trying to figure things out at the varsity level, it's tough. But there were so many, you know, where the guys were just trying to make plays, and sometimes there are plays to be made, and sometimes you just got to hold the ball and kind of wait your turn. And they didn't quite have the idea of when to kind of get aggressive and when to kind of hold back a little bit. They're starting to figure that out, aren't they?
They're figuring it out a little bit more. We still got to get better at it. They're learning how to be a little bit more patient off of post passes. I really love how they're trying to feed the high post and cut off that. I thought we did a lot better job on that. A couple times we forced it at the end of the second half there into double coverage, football term. Two-guy double team. Hunter was double teamed, and we forced it in and caused some turnovers where they got points at the other end. So we got to be smart on that. But we're doing a good job of learning how to pass and cut off those passes. We're going to watch the film tomorrow, break that down, and see if we can get even better. So
these guys spent all last year, and they heard it around town. You know, they were trying to get a victory. They went all the way to February with that 0 next in the win column. They would love to got a victory opening night, but obviously you ran into a couple of pretty tough teams. What does it mean to get that W so early this season for this team's confidence?
It's huge for us. They were excited. They were excited when we got in the locker room. They were pretty fired up. I said, make this a building moment, guys. Okay, you got it off your chest. Got your big W, but don't make this a one and done thing. Build off of it. Build off the things that we're doing well. And you know, the biggest thing I think we improved on tonight, and I got to do the numbers, but rebounding, we've been getting worked on the boards. Winston worked us. If we would have rebounded better in the first half of that game, we would have been right in that game. Just if we keep working on the little things, big things can happen for this team. But they gotta keep fighting for 4 quarters.
Well, it's nice to get a little momentum going to that Friday game.
Mm-hmm.
Little preview of Chillicothe. Yeah, I'm sure you've seen the Hornets on film. I know their record isn't great, but yeah, they do have a victory in that 7th place game at the Savannah tournament. They're going to have talent. They always do. What is it going to take for you guys to be in that game and give yourself a chance to maybe get a W at Chillicothe in 3 nights?
2 things, the biggest thing that we are still working on improving, take care of the basketball. Just be patient, which we actually did pretty well in the Jamboree against them on that. And then rebounding. We got to be, because they've got great size. They've got great length. I mean, their front court is 6'2", 6'3", 6'4". So we got to be ready to play big.
I mentioned a couple of times tonight, you know, sometimes you go flying in there on the dribble drive about a million miles an hour into the paint. Sometimes in the past, the guys just wouldn't know what to do when they got to that point. It almost seemed like that they knew if they got that ball on the dribble penetration within 10 feet of the rim, they got Hunter Smith, who's in there grabbing everything. Just find him, give him the ball, he might get a layup. That happened a number of times tonight.
Yes, it did. And I think it's, we've been preaching hard. Work the ball through the post. Get some give and goes. Hunter, get a screen and roll. So things that we've been working hard on, it was really nice to see them and continue to improve.
Not all basketball improvement is over the season, too. In fact, most of it is over the off season. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the this Huntress Smith's improvement, and he showed it tonight, that was summer work, wasn't it?
It was summer work. He came to all the shootouts. He works with me. He actually helped me run my kids' camp, which was opportunities for me to still coach him. Him and Kiefer did that, and they were awesome at it. So a lot of summer work went into it, especially in June.
You know, last year, Kiefer would have moments where he'd start hitting threes, and he'd get on fire, and it kind of get the gym excited. But he had a real good idea tonight. I think he took a couple of threes in the first quarter. They weren't going. I think he kind of had that moment and said, I'm going to get myself down low a little bit tonight and try to get going from within 10 feet. Three-point shot wasn't going, so he found his points another way tonight.
Yes, he's got great moves on the block, and he knows it. We've talked about it. He's got a good pump fake. He can get defenders up in the air, get an and-one. Loved what he did down low, and I loved his decision-making, and he had great patience working with the bigs. He would pass it in, cut off of it. He did a really good job.
2 years ago, when our football team was picked last in the GRC, I know Coach Hickson had that all over the locker room, and it was motivation for the Bulldogs, and they used it. I know you guys picked the same spot here in the preseason poll. Is that motivation for you guys with the GRC starting next week?
You know, it's motivation for us, but the biggest thing I want these guys to realize is we've got to learn how to compete. And just to come back to Maverick Soul diving for that ball in the fourth quarter, we talked about that in the locker room after the game. That's the kind of effort we've got to give in the GRC to compete in the GRC, to compete also in things outside of basketball. We talked about that. That's the kind of effort you got to give in getting a job, doing all that kind of stuff. So love seeing that. You know, picked last is something, you know, more for me to worry about. I see us continuing to get better, continuing to learn how to compete. A lot of those GRC teams beat us by 30 or beat us by 20 or beat us by 40 last year. We got to shrink that margin and then overcome some of those teams.
You know, so much of that, too, you know, sports is like a mental thing. Mm-hmm. You have to get over that hump of saying we're better than the team that lost by this margin mm-hmm. last year, so we're going to go after them.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Princeton on the road next Tuesday, South Harrison at home next Friday for the Bulldogs, and they'll have Brookfield at Holiday Hoops on the Monday prior to Christmas. Coach, congrats on the win.
Thank you, Tom. I really appreciate it. Thank you for all the coverage.